Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, October 30th, and it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. And if anybody could look through the microphones right now, what they would see is spread out before me are like four different pieces of paper with different things scribbled on them, because there's so much I have to tell you about today. That's kind of the way my mind works, though. I took one of those assessments one time
that kind
of, you know, oh my goodness. What actually mine was there's a book out there called Now Discover Your Strengths. And so one of them is called ideation. And so what it is you've got all these little ideas out there somewhere. Imagine sticky notes in your brain. Just get kind of like, I may not need this now, but I may need it someday. So there's this collection of sticky notes in my brain that I just pull off here, there, and everywhere.
I have a cabinet like that. We have furniture like that at home where I don't need this right now, but it's not to the point of hoarding, but yes.
Right.
Yeah, I may need this someday for something.
And if you came into my office, you would see that on the computer monitor are those very things, those little just sticky notes. So some people just do that. But here's some of the sticky note thoughts to share with you today. So first of all, thank you very much for having Sylvia Nissenbaum on Faith and Family on Tuesday. And of course, she is the social worker that is leading some free educational seminars hosted by Lutheran Senior Services with the topic of how to talk about the hard stuff, communicating with aging parents. Last evening at Meridian Village was the first one. And the next one coming up is November 3rd. That's Monday evening, 5:30 p.m. at Laclede Groves Senior Living. Timing 5:30 to 7:30 is really what you would take a look at. And then on Wednesday, November 5th at 5:30 at Richmond Terrace in Richmond Heights. So those are the two coming up next week. And if any of our listeners are interested in learning more or in letting someone know they plan to attend, and of course, if you come, please bring other people that might be interested, they can call 314-262-8272. Again, information, 314-262-8272, November 3rd at Laclede Groves, November 5th at Richmond Terrace. Also happening November 5th, the other thing I wanted to talk about today, just so much going on. It's like there's a desert, and then there's a plethora.
Then there's November.
Right. So also on Wednesday, November 5th at Sheldon Concert Hall, there is a concert, which is a good thing at Sheldon Concert Hall.
It's a good place to have a concert.
A benefit concert by the 442s. The 442s is a quartet, and two of the gentlemen are from the St. Louis Symphony, and two are with the Aaron Bodie Group. So they merge together. They have the 442, this eclectic music that they share. And that concert is going to benefit our LSS Affordable Housing Wellness Program. So our affordable housing for Lutheran Senior Services is our low-income housing, our HUD 202. And we want to be able to help those older adults who live there to monitor their health. So one of the things that we are doing is we are trying to raise money for kind of a couple of different ways to do this. One is through placing wellness kiosks in these affordable housing places. So, and that kiosk, the residents can monitor their blood pressure and their weight. They can get printed reports that they can share with their doctor. In one case, we actually are able to even have a part-time nurse that can be there for them. Another thing that we do is we host the wellness educational programs. So these are through partnership with Oasis. The classes are things like a matter of balance, the active living every day, ExerStart, peer discussion groups. So the focus is on teaching a healthy lifestyle, because your intentional choices that you make now really help you to stay healthy.
Sure.
Well, so a couple of different ways that a benefit concert like this next week helps. One would be in raising money to buy the kiosks that can go into these sites. Once the kiosk is there, then we need to be able to make it available to the residents for continuing years. Or even just a simpler way to look at it would be just to, through this benevolent support fund, which is an overall part of our benevolent care, even just $10 would help send one of those seniors to that exercise class for a week. So these are provided by OASIS, but there's a cost to go to these classes. Some of our individuals cannot afford the cost, so that wellness fund helps to pay for that. Or $25 sends a senior to the Matter of Balance classes for a whole 6 weeks or an hour with the wellness nurse. So just to let you know that that donation, that coming to that concert helps someone become more active and or be more active in monitoring their health. Now, the tickets range anywhere from $15 to $35. They're actually purchased on MetroTix.
Okay.
So if you're interested in coming, it's next Wednesday night. It is 7:30 p.m. is the concert at Sheldon Concert Hall. And I think the doors open, I believe, at 7 p.m. And so $15 to $35 is the range of tickets. It benefits Lutheran Senior Services Affordable Housing, our wellness program. And you can go to MetroTix and just scroll down for the event for the 442s.
I would love for somebody to schedule some concerts and evening activities around 4:30 p.m. 7:30 is about my bedtime, so.
I know. Those of you who have to get up
early. I'm
just
kidding.
Yes. We'll see what we can do for the future. Now, we do have these starting at 5:30 p.m. is our free educational seminars, talking to your parents.
And the program, the Faith and Family program with Sylvia Nissenboim, is now in our on-demand section, and we've provided the
Excellent.
Phone number for them to call, too,
wonderful,
on there.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So they can go back and listen to it. Just go to the on-demand section, or you can type in the little search engine asking hard questions.
I've got one more.
Sure.
So you thought that what I was going to tell you was all finished, but I've got one more. And that is, and I'll be talking about this again next week when I believe I'm here with Rod Zwan. It's for next Thursday morning. But also, wait, there's more. On Sunday, November 9th, is our 6th annual Neighbors Helping Neighbors Benevolent Brunch. And that is at Hidden Lake Senior Living Community in North County.
And it's food.
And it's food. It is.
Good food.
It is Sunday, November 9th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The tickets for that event are $15. And so that number, if you'd like to call and make a reservation or talk to someone about getting the tickets, is 314-292-7546. 314-292-7546. Now, the nice thing about this year's Benevolent Brunch, a couple of different things. First of all, there is a silent auction. Second, there will be musical entertainment by Mr. Gary Bennett, who's actually graciously donating his talents for this event. But the most exciting part is that your donation, either the purchase of your ticket or your silent auction, or a straight donation to this event goes twice as far, because there is an anonymous donor who's going to match it dollar for dollar. So this is an opportunity to benefit benevolent care at Hidden Lake Senior Living Community in North County, November 9th, 10 to 2:30, and 314-292-7546.
And this is the brunch that is always packed.
It is packed. It is just amazing. And so for that reason, I would love to be able to say, if you just wake up that morning and you just want to go, you can buy
tickets
at the door. But you really do need to get your tickets now. And it is a tremendous event. The food is wonderful. It is packed, which really tells you that it is an event that people come back to year after year after year, I think for three reasons. First of all, it is a tremendous cause for benevolent care, to help those residents who outlive their resources. But beyond that, there's such a wonderful spirit of camaraderie and delight that comes there. And third, it's an opportunity to come and see the campus, to come and see Hidden Lake. It's like a little neighborhood when you drive in.
Well, the spirit of camaraderie lasts until you beat me on the silent auction on something.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So there's a little bit of competition that's there, too. So anyway, that is Sunday, November 9th. So there's lots going on. And as my closing thought, because I know we've talked so much about LSS today, my devotion is a little compressed, but that's okay, because there's so many wonderful things going on at Lutheran Senior Services. But I know that tomorrow is Reformation Day, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
but I'm going to focus on, you guys have been focusing on that all week on the air, I've heard. I'm going to focus on All Saints Day, the day that follows. The reason that's on my mind today is that yesterday was a celebration of life for someone I have revered and loved since my college years, Dr. Loma Meyer, who was a professor and then a dean at Concordia University in St. Paul, which is my alma mater. I couldn't be there yesterday. My husband was able to go to the celebration of life. But I know that she chose all of her hymns, and one of her hymns was For All the Saints. So I think about that opportunity, those people that we revere and we hold in our hearts, many of whom are the living, sainted, redeemed children of God right now, and many of whom have gone on before us. So this is that time that we remember it. And I am reminded of the verses at the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12. We think about Hebrews chapter 11, that's what I like to call the Hall of Faith, where we look back and the writer is reminding us of all of those people who went before, faced challenges in their lives, wanted to turn away from God, and he had a different plan for them of a whole variety of things. If you look at everything from Adam to Moses to Abraham, you take a look at that, you read through chapter 11, and then you launch into chapter 12, which starts with that race of faith. But those first verses, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily, it just encompasses us. So I think about that cloud of witnesses. They are there as a witness to us for the life that they led and that encouragement for us to stick to it and run that race and have our eyes focused on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jane. God's blessings. And I won't talk with you next week. I'll be on my way.
At a conference.
Yeah, my way to the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. So, November we'll be bouncing around a little bit, but we'll catch up a little bit later on in November. And then again in December, Reverend Rod Zwanitzer will be in to talk with you next week.
That's what I understand. And so blessings to you on your travels and blessings to all of the listeners today.
Thank you very much. God's blessings coming up in just a little bit, our conversation with our friends from Light of Christ Lutheran Chinese Mission here in St. Louis. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.